Thursday, May 6, 2021, 6:40 a.m. Okay, getting a little late start here today. No painting, of course. Gonna go out and do some weeding and yard work that needs to get done. So this is the beginning of the post. We'll see you later. 8:46 a.m. Okay, so I did a bunch of weeding in the garden, and basically I call it fine weeding because there's weeds that well, these particular weeds that I'm trying to get rid of today was were the nutty sedge sprouts, and they go deep, so I have to really go after them deep. The problem is that they're interspersed with the stuff that I want to grow. And so it takes a lot of time and care to try to get that stuff out, plus clean out the nuts and what have you. So I worked on that for most of this time, and I went ahead and planted some more seeds in the okra area because it seemed like a lot of them didn't sprout. So I threw a bunch in there, more in there. I had some left over. Okay, so I also bought this cilantro plant at Home Depot, and I put it in my raised bed garden, thinking, okay, it's gonna do fine. But no, I did it wrong. You're supposed to put it in the partial shade area, and 3 to 6 hours of direct sun at the most. And I've got more than that. So of course, the cilantro plant bolted, and it's gonna go to seed here pretty soon. So now I've got what's that stuff called? I don't have cilantro anymore. I have I can't remember the name, but I use it. The little seeds and stuff. Why can't I remember what that is? Okay, so I summoned Siri to my iPhone 12, and it informed me that cilantro turns into coriander, and I do use those coriander seeds. They have a really nice flavor to them. I would think better than cilantro does. So I'm gonna have to buy me another cilantro plant and actually plant it in a pot somewhere with the correct amount of sunlight. And so that's that for that. What else? Yesterday, I tried. We have this monthly heartworm pill that we tried to give the dog, and he's getting smarter and smarter about not eating. And now he's just refusing to eat it, period. And he used to just, okay, half-assed eat it, and thought it was kind of a treat. But at this point, I can mix it with steak or chicken, and he's gonna sort through there and eat the meat instead of the pill. So this time I thought I'd get smart, and I cut up the chicken real fine, and I cut up the pill real fine, and mixed it all together. Now he just won't eat it. So he didn't get this pill this month, I guess. So I don't know what's gonna happen with him. But anyway, so let's see. Today I'd like to go for a ride. We need to get out of this place for at least for a few hours, you know. I've been talking to the wife about a place in the Sacramento Delta where my cousins used to live. It was basically a farm labor camp, and it was Liberty Farms. And there was an area way down there, out in the middle of nowhere, really, just south of Dixon. Not that far from Dixon, but it's out in the middle of nowhere for sure. And they had housing for the workers. They even had a company store out there. I think with a mailbox or a post office. Not a post office itself, but you can mail stuff there. I guess that's what it was. But we'd go visit them when we were young with my parents and my two sisters, and stay a few hours down there, and then head on back to Pleasanton to our farm that we lived on, where where my parents were farm laborers. And I liked where we lived better, although they had nice, it seemed like they had nicer housing than we did. Their house was a little bit more finished. I recall that the place that we lived didn't really have finished walls. It had a communal bathroom, and they had a separate bathroom with a bathtub, I think, too. And we didn't have a bathtub. We just had showers and a cement sink of some sort that the babies in them, like such as myself, took baths in. So I've been telling my wife about that, and maybe I'd like to, she's interested in seeing where this was, but I told her that all the buildings were gone. But luckily we do have some pictures of it, and maybe I'll post some of those too, of Liberty Farms housing and the housing that we lived in. And at one point they kind of spruced up the outside of the house that we lived in. They kind of whitewashed it real fast. But the pictures that we have of the house in Pleasanton, or the shack in Pleasanton, is it looks pretty run down. No paint, no nothing on there, just wood. But anyway, so I'll post one of those too, so you can get an idea of what that was like. And this was back in the 1950s. I was a little kid. I was a toddler, probably, and maybe a little older than that at two. So, but it was a nice life, living out there. Let's see. So that's what I'd like to do, is I'd like to take a ride down there and come back a different way. Maybe take one of the ferries across some of that water. There's some ferries down there. Try to catch one of those and come back that way. And I think it'd be kind of a nice adventure for her. And pick the dog too, and maybe can get find some place where he can get out and stretch his legs a little bit out there. So that'll be it for now. Have a good one.